So we've been doing sugyas in Maseches Pesachim, and again we've been trying to avoid any sugyas that actually relate to Pesach, since we're so far away from Pesach. So this one's a little bit of a tangential point in Maseches Pesachim, but it does relate to a daf that we just did this week, and we're going to come to it backwards. So we're going to start just by discussing the inyan of tefillin, and then we'll see how it relates very much to a Gemara that we just learned in Maseches Pesachim. Rabbi Rosner pointed out this past Shabbos, I don't remember in what context he said it exactly, but he pointed out that technically speaking, Mikra Adin, the mitzvah of tefillin, is to wear tefillin all day long, and that for whatever reason, we limit it only to the Zmanim of tefillah. He pointed out that it's a big kasha why it is that we don't wear it by mincha, why it is that we don't wear tefillin by mincha. A lot of times in the old city, you'll see plenty of Jews that do wear tefillin at mincha every day, and maybe if we have time, we'll discuss that as well. That's also a fascinating discussion as to whether one should or should not put on tefillin at mincha again. But before we even get there, what exactly is the mitzvah of tefillin? You know, a lot of times people are very proud that they've never missed a day of tefillin. So is there, let's say you missed a day of tefillin, so if you wear it twice as long the next day, is that just as good? I mean, is there a certain amount of time one is supposed to wear tefillin? Now that we're not wearing it all day anyway, so mehechi tesi that there's a din of a day of tefillin, that you have to wear it each and every day. Does it say anywhere in the Torah that there's a mitzvah b'chol yom v'yom? It says you should wear tefillin, that it should be b'nei necha, it should be alav. But where do we ever find that it's a mitzvah each and every day? So this is actually a discussion. Primogadim raises this suffering. Biralacha quotes it in source number one. If you look on page two over there, in source number one, the Biralacha quotes from the Primogadim. He says, "I am Primogadim Shem Stapik. In Minatora Chayiv Kol Hayom, O Minatora Dai Berega Echad." Is it that on a Daraisa level, how does the Torah envision the mitzvah of tefillin? Is it that on a Daraisa level, one is chayiv to wear tefillin all day long? Or no, maybe on a Daraisa level, you just have to put on tefillin for a minute. You just have to put it on each and every day. And midrabanan kol hayom, midrabanan, they expanded it. They have to put on tefillin and leave it on all day long. Ubitlua achshav, and now they were mevatel the din derabanan because she'im lanu gufnaki, because we don't have a gufnaki. Meaning, we know where we end up. We end up putting on tefillin for a short time every day, as long as it takes us to daven shacharis. We know that's how things seem to pan out in the end. But how did we get there? Is that the mitzvah d'oraisa, and then midrabanan was expanded, and the midrabanan was shrunk down again? Or is the mitzvah d'oraisa to wear it every single moment, and midrabanan, we shrunk it down to what we actually do? So the Prima Gadim raises this suffix, says the Biralacha, umasik, and he comes to the following maskana. Di ikaron shel devarim di imlo hiniach yom echad klal letfilin, bitel mitzvah saseh. The Prima Gadim comes to the conclusion that there is a mitzvah each and every day to put on tefillin for some time. That one has to put on tefillin each and every day. If one completely neglects to put on tefillin for one day, he's mevatel the mitzvah saseh. Ubi hiniach rega alav kiyem hamitzvah. But if you put it on even for just a moment, that's a kiyum of the mitzvah. Aval mitzvah mena muvchar mena Torah liyosim alav kalayom. So he sort of compromises. He says, what's the mitzvah d'oraisa? So he started off with two choices. Either the mitzvah d'oraisa is to put it on for a minute, or the mitzvah d'oraisa is to put it on all day. So he says, no. The mitzvah d'oraisa, the chi of mi d'oraisa, is to put it on for a minute. The mitzvah min amuvchar, the best thing from a Torah perspective, is to put it on all day. Because we can't keep a guf naki, we're incapable of wearing tefillin all day. So we go back to the basic chiyuv d'oraisa of just putting it on for a short while. But there is an inyan, says the Prima Gadim, each and every day to put on tefillin. That's the Prima Gadim's maskana. However, in Bir Alacha, he quotes that the Yeshus Yaakov disagrees. The Yeshus Yaakov says, no, min haTorah, the chiyuv is all day long. But that's the din min haTorah. And it's just that we don't have a kufnaki, so we don't observe that din min haTorah. Now the truth is, the Yeshus Yaakov asks on how is it, he's bothered why it is that we don't. If you actually look in the Yeshus Yaakov itself, he's bothered why it is that people don't do this mitzvah. He's not so happy with us declaring ourselves not nucky and just ignoring what is a mitzvah d'oraisa. He's very bothered by that. And also, if the din of gufnaki and the din of hesach hadas is a din midrabanan, meaning is that din, that if you don't have a gufnaki, that it's a problem to have tefillin on without a gufnaki, is that itself a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan? If it's only a din d'rabanan, but the mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear tefillin all day long, So how could a concern midrabanan take away a mitzvah d'oraisa? Meaning, if the mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear it all day long, and midrabanan, if you have a gufnaki, you're not supposed to wear tefillin, so why does that concern midrabanan take away a mitzvah d'oraisa? And furthermore, just to strengthen the question, even if you want to say, meaning if you think about what Chazal are doing, they're not telling, or what we do, we don't tell every bar mitzvah boy, listen, if you're able to keep a gufnaki, if you ever find yourself where you're learning all day and you're focused and you're able to keep a basic gufnaki and you have basic control of your bodily functions or whatever, then wear tefillin all day. And only take it off when you're in situations where you're going to have hasachadas. There are people that sit and learn for in a base medrash all day long for many, many years. So probably there's not so much of a hasachadas, not so much more than many of us have during davening, for many hours on end. There's not so much of a hasachadas. So why don't we should tell every bar mitzvah boy, depending on the situation, this is the mitzvah. Right? We just cavalierly, say, oh, the mitzvah, you just wear it during shacharis. That's the whole mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. Who gave us the right to take away the mitzvah, according to the Yeshuas Yaakov at least, that it's a mitzvah midoraisa all day long? Who gave us the right to take away that mitzvah daraisa? And the truth is, one could argue, well, who gave us the right? The Rabbanon Yeshkoch V'yarcham Lakor Dover Min HaTorah B'Shev Yaltase. The Chachamim have the right to be Oker Dover Min HaTorah, to tell you not to do a din daraisa, as long as they tell you to be passive. And we have this all over the place. Right, Chazal tell us not to take lulav on the first day when it falls out on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. What do you mean not to do it? They could tell us not to do something. What they can't do is they can't tell us bekum vaseh, to actively violate something. So this is Chazal telling us not to wear tefillin. The only problem with that approach, Rav Asher Weiss points out, the only problem with that approach is that in every case where Chazal were oker davar min haTorah b'shevi al taaseh, where they told us not to do something, we know that they actually told us that, meaning there's a Mishnah, there's a Gemara, there's something that tells us that that's the halacha. There is no such Mishnah or Gemara about tefillin. We have no such source where they told us to be oker davar min haTorah, to forget about the mitzvah d'oraisa because of whatever concerns they have. It just sort of developed. And that's a little troubling. How does that just sort of develop? That should be something that should have been a special takana.
Also, you're taking it off.
Maybe if physically removing it is a kumvase, right? That's also a good point. Oh, one could argue, okay, I'll take it off to go to the bathroom, and then not putting it back on is shevi al tasa.
And it has to be, the takana has to be set in that manner.
Right. You would have to do it, exactly. It would seem to be a kumvase. It's a fair point. Although, I don't know if we find that removing, it's interesting, is removing tefillin a violation of the kumvase? I mean, there's a mitzvah to wear it.
Let's say you only put it on for a certain amount of time, that the fact that you took it off was not that you were coming out saying taking it off, you just only had it on for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, but I mean, it is active to take it off. It's just hard to call that like a maisa avera. Normally you think kumvase is an active bit, but I guess it's an active bitul mitzvah. It is an active bitul mitzvah. It's actively removing the mitzvah from yourself. Meaning the mitzvah, I guess it is an act of bitul mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of actually placing the tefillin on you. That's the maisa mitzvah. But the kiyuma mitzvah is having tefillin on you, right? The kiyuma mitzvah is every moment that you have tefillin on. Remember, Rav Shechter in the Beis Medrash, why you would stay, people would line up right after davening to ask him all sorts of questions. And he would, as he's answering questions, he always left his tefillin on for hours sometimes. Just leave his tefillin on because he's talking and learning with everybody. They're asking him questions and learning. You could tell when he wanted to get out of there is when he started taking off his tefillin. That's when the line, that was the hint that the line should, wait till tomorrow or something. But anyway, so that's the Yeshuas Yaakov's kasha with a little bit of an addition. And furthermore, where do we find this? The idea that you have to wear tefillin every day, the Prima Gadim's concept, they have to wear tefillin every day, that L'chorah needs a source. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah that you need to. Meaning, the truth is, you have a lot of mitzvahs that the Torah doesn't tell you just how frequently you're supposed to do them. You have a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, for instance. We know that we have to remember Amalek, but the Torah doesn't really tell us how often we're supposed to remember Amalek. So we work with the assumption that once a year is good enough. Why? Why do we work with that assumption that once a year is good enough? It's unclear, really, why we work with that. There's Maram Shik. The Maram Shik writes in his Sefer HaMitzvot, the Maram Shik has three volumes of Shalos HaTshuvos. two volumes are actually Shalos and Tshuvos. The third volume is like a Minchas Chinuch type of Sefer, a Sefer of Mitzvahs. So Rav Shik writes that if you have a leap year, then you have to make sure that you do it another time, because it's really every 12 months that you have a Mitzvah of Zechiras HaMelech. It's not every year, it's every 12 months. So if you have a leap year, you can have 13 months, so then you have to make sure that there's another Zechiras HaMelech. When you actually read the parasha in the summertime, you should have the Kavana to be Mekayim that Mitzvah, because he thinks it relates to Ein HaMesnish Sarkech Menalev Adyud Beis Chodesh, that it takes 12 months to forget something. So it's a din in months as opposed to a year. But it doesn't say exactly. So it's not clear in general by mitzvos how we know the frequency of mitzvos. So Rav Asher Weiss points out we do find other examples of mitzvos that we assume are each and every day. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Tefillah, the very first halacha of the first parak in Hilchos Tefillah, tells us that there's a mitzvah sasei min haTorah to be mispalel b'chol yom. You have to daven how often? Every day. Why? Because it says v'avadam Hashem Elokeichem. So that's a mitzvah sasei min haTorah to daven every single day. V'avadam Hashem Elokeichem means you have to serve Hashem your God. Where does it say every day? Right? How does he know that it means every day? It doesn't say that it's every day. You find by the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Tefillah, that it's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to be Mevarech es Yisrael b'chol yom, every day. I know what the Pesukim say in Parshas Naso, that Kosovar, that the Kohanim have to bless B'nai Yisrael, but where's the b'chol yom? It doesn't say so clearly that it's every single day. So it's not so clear where. So the Achronim work on it. The Achronim try to figure out if there's some hint in each of these psukim to tell us that it's each and every day. But I wanted to share with you Rav Asher Weiss's approach to the mitzvah of tefillin, mostly because what really brought it to mind is there was a Tosos Maseches Pesachim that we just did this week that I read the Tosos. I even said it over in the Daf Yomi Shir, and as I was saying it, I realized I had no clue what Tosos was talking about, and I came a lot closer to having at least a Mahalich in it from Rav Asher Weiss. I mean, he presents a Mahalich in the Tosos, but we'll get to the Tosos in a moment. First, let's see his general Shita. If you look in the back of the packets over here in the Minchas Asher part. We'll see if we get to the other stuff. But if you look at the Minchas Asher part on page Shin Samach Tes, Oz Beis, the second page of Minchas Asher over there, so it's page Shin Samach Tes on the top, Oz Beis. So he writes, V'nira, the mitzvah tefillin einu mugdaris klal b'zman mesuyam. The mitzvah of tefillin is not about a specific time. U'mitzvasa sheyishtadel ha'adam k'kol shabiyado shiyu tefillin alav. The mitzvah of tefillin is keep them on as much, have them on as much as possible. Uke'en mitzvah Talmud Torah, just like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. She'en zman mesuyam l'chiyuva, there's no specific zman that you need to be learning per se, ela mitzvasa she'ishtadel adam l'mal Torah k'kol yichalto. You learn as much as you possibly can. Meaning if a person has only 10 free minutes in the whole day, so his mitzvah of Talmud Torah is for 10 minutes. If a person has 14 hours of free time during the day, so it's mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's 14 hours. If a person is able to keep a guf naki for 5 minutes, good, it's mitzvah of tefillin, it's 5 minutes. If he's able to keep a guf naki all day long, so it's mitzvah of tefillin, it's all day long. Aval ein zman mugdar umugbal b'chiyuva. There is no clearly defined time for this chiyuv. Kemvorm munach saites embeis, dem kar kriyash mashakas arvis, kiyem yomer sefer Torah zemipicha. After all, the Torah says that the Gemara Menachos learns out from the Pasuk that in order for a person to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of Le'yomer Sefer Torah Zem Picha, to always have Torah in our mouth, all we need to do is Kriyas Shema Shachris V'Arvis. Right, Rabbi Razin pointed out, the Gemara goes on to say that either it's a mitzvah to say that to an Am HaAretz, or it's Aser to say that to an Am HaAretz. Whether you share it with an Am HaAretz or not, it's a fact, right? The Gemara says that you're Mekayim Le'yomer Sefer Torah Zem Picha. Now he adds, now that point is that you have to at least do something every day. That's not midaraisa either. That's not from the Torah. That's midivrei Kabbalah. We learn that from Pasuk and Sefer Yoshua of Lo Yamush. Lo Yamush is Pasuk and Sefer Yoshua. So the mitzvah midaraisa of Talmud Torah is not to learn a little bit each and every day. Midivrei Kabbalah, they said, okay, a bare minimum of Kriya Shema each and every day. Midaraisa, it's not a little bit each and every day. It's as much as you possibly can. And some days, you possibly can do zero. And some days, you could possibly do many, many hours. And that's the mitzvah. So he suggests the same thing is true when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. He says that's what the pshat in the Mishnah in Peah is. When it comes to Talmud Torah, the Mishnah in Peah says Talmud Torah is ein la shir, meaning that there is no shir, lemalo or lemata. The shir is whatever you can manage to do. He says that's why the Ran in the Darim on Daf Ches, when it says Vishinantem, or Chazal Darshan, that Divrei Torah mechudadim beficha. That what does it mean, Vishinantem? That when a person learns, his Torah should be fluent. He should know it so well that it should be absolutely fluent. We just had in yeshiva today, Rav Yonason Sacks came to speak in yeshiva, and the kids were just like totally blown away, because I don't know if you ever heard of Yonason Sacks speak. He doesn't have any papers in front of him ever, and he just gets up and it's like someone presses play and he's quoting chapter and verse in exact words, the exact lashonos of everything. It's mamish mechudadim beficha, because Rabbi Willig writes in Haskama to one of his svarim, kol torasa hu torish bal peh, mamish, everything is mamish, mamish bal peh. It's unbelievable. And Rabbi Kamenetsky told us that Rabbi Sacks, when he was sitting shiva for his father, explained that his father told him that you have to keep on learning everything you learn over and over again until it becomes a part of you and you know it like you know your name. So he did. He listened to his father. All of our children should listen to us that way. We should be wise enough to give our children advice like that. And so he did. So that's the way he knows. That's mechudad beficha. It should be absolutely fluent in our mouths. So yadina shechayv luma b'choleis or b'cholsha, enu muskum al kol. So he writes that from Vishinantam, where Chazal Darshan has to be mechudad beficha, we learn that you have to keep on going. You have to keep on going till it's mechudad beficha, and that will last forever. Because you need constant chazar, even things that you once knew really well, you know, eventually it will slip if you're not constantly chazaring. So he says, clearly the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not mugdar to a specific zman, it's to do whatever you possibly can. So he says, and if you don't believe me, you could see this clearly in the Rambam. On the top of the next page, he writes, Menira, da'advarim mevuarim b'loshan Rambam, peradal milchus tefillin alach chavdalim. The Rambam writes in Hilchus Tefillin, Kedushas Tefillin Kedushasam Gedolahi. The Kedush of Tefillin is very great. She calls Mansha Tefillin Barosha Shaladam, Vials Ro'o, Hu Anav Vire Shemayim, Ve'enu Nimshach Lushok, Besicha Betela. So long as a person has Tefillin on his head and on his arm, he's going to be humble, he's going to be Yire Shemayim, he's not going to be involved in frivolous discussions. Ve'inu maharim achshavus ra'os. He's not going to be thinking bad things. Ela mefana libo bedivrei ha'emes vatzedek. His heart is going, mind is going to be focused on only righteous and true things. Lefichach tzarech adam l'shtadel lehishtadel liyosan alav kol hayom shemitzvasan kachi. Therefore, one should be mishtadel, should try to have it on all day, because that is the mitzvah. Amru alav al Rav, Talmid shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh, shekol yamav lo ra'u shalach arba amos b'lo Torah, o b'lo tzitzis, o b'lo tefillin. And they said about Rav, the Talmid Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he didn't go four amos without Torah, without tzitzis, without tefillin. Now the Rambam is very, very careful about his choice of lashonos. And l'chora, from one line to the next, he's completely sosur himself. Because on the one hand he says that it's tzorech lehishtadel, that it sheyu alav kol hayom. Lishtadel is not the strongest lashon one could possibly use. Lishtadel means do your best, you know, forget the rest. Try your hardest. Lishtadel, you should do what you can. That does not sound like an absolute chiyuv. But then he says, why should you be mishtadel? Shemitzvasan kachi, because that's the mitzvah. What do you mean, that's the mitzvah? That makes it sound like, well, that's the mitzvah, that's the chiyuv. So which is it? Is it the mitzvah or it's sheyishtadel? But maybe that's what he means. That the mitzvah is to do whatever you can do. But it's not, there's no clearly defined amount of time that actually is the chiyuv. The chiyuv is sheyishtadel. The chiyuv is to do whatever your time allows you to do, whatever you're able to do. And he says, and that's the point the Rambam is trying to make with the story about Rav. What is all of a sudden the Rambam's telling stories about Gedolei Amoraim? How often does the Rambam actually quote, aside from the very, how often does the Rambam actually quote Agada to Gemaras, you know, in stories about Gedolei Tanoim and Amoraim? Not so often. And he starts telling us about Rav, the Lo Halach, the Alamos. What's he emphasizing over there? So if it were part of the Ikur Chiyuv, he wouldn't have told it as a story. he would have said that you're chayiv to do this. So you see that it's not an ikur chiyuv, but nevertheless it represents a certain chibuv mitzvah that he was so focused on trying so hard to wear tefillin all the time that he never went without tefillin. And he compares it to Torah. That's the same way he treated Torah. So he says, Rav Asher continues in the bottom paragraph, V'niskashesi lahav in shita suprema gadam b'zeh, shehevi as divrei aram sham b'kitzur dvarav, ach hesik shemina Torah yotzi yidei chavasa miniach pamachas b'yom. He says, and I have no idea what the Prima Gadim is driving at, because the Prima Gadim quotes this Rambam, and somehow concludes from this very same Rambam that the mitzvah is to put it on for 1 minute each day, that you have a chiyuv a little bit each and every day. But it doesn't sound that way from the Rambam at all. It sounds much more from the Rambam that the mitzvah is to put it on for as much as you possibly can. Another raya that this is the Shitas HaRambam, he says in the next paragraph, is what the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Gimel. Hamitztair umishein daito miyusheves pater min tefillin. Someone who can't focus and he's suffering tzar is pater from tefillin. And the Kesef Mishnah says, even though, where's the mitztair pater? There's one mitzvah in the Torah that we know the Gemara tells us the mitzvah is pater. That's sukkah. And that's because teshvu kein taduru. You're supposed to live in the sukkah the way you live in your house. So if it's causing you tzar, you'd move out of your house. We're approaching the 1 year anniversary of Sandy, and we remember what it was like to live with no heat and with no lights. And so many of us moved out for weeks at a time to go to a better place when a person is mitzvah. So you're pater from sukkah because that's teshvu kein taduru. But from tefillin? Mitzvah is pater from tefillin? Where does that come from? Is the mitzvah pater? That's the famous maisa they say, I think, with Rav Chaim Eiser. I think they say that someone went to visit Rav Chaim, I forgot who it was. Was it in the Avel? No, I think, what do you mean in the Avel?
During the first, while the body is not buried, the Avel is not allowed to put on tefillin, isn't
it? Oh, he's pater from tefillin. That's a different halacha, because the Gemara learns it out from... The tefillin is called the pe'er, so pe'er chachavish alecha paskin yecheskel, that an avel, when he's rolling in the ashes, so to speak, shouldn't be wearing a pe'er, something that's glorious. That happens to be halacha in Hilchos Avelos, a lot of people don't know. The halacha is that b'yom rishon, he doesn't put on tefillin on the day of the Misa, if the Kfir's day of the Misa, doesn't put on tefillin, and on the second day, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara in the third paragraph of Katan, he puts on tefillin only if there are no panim chadashos there. And then when panim chadashos, we always think of panim chadashos by chasna, but you have such a concept over there also, that he puts on tefillin only if there are no panim chadashos there, but if panim chadashos show up after he's ready to put them on, he doesn't need to take them off. So I remember when my father-in-law was sitting shiva, I asked Rav Shechter, you know, are there any halachas that a lot of people don't know that maybe I should tell them? So that was one that he said. On the second day of Shiva, he should put on his tefillin before they open the doors and other people come in, because some of the people that come in will be people that, you know, the shul sent that weren't at the levaya, so it's a panim chadashos, so he should put on his tefillin first. A lot of people, I think most people are completely unaware of that halacha. But where do we have, but the patur mitztair, it's not something we often find. Right? I think the story goes that a guy went to visit Rav Chaim Ozer. I think the Bachar ended up growing up to be a gadol Yisrael. I don't remember who it was. He went to visit Rav Chaim Ozer on Sukkot, and Rav Chaim Ozer was really old, and he was sick, and he wasn't able to come to the sukkah. But he told the boy, here, take a piece of cake and some tea and go to the sukkah, and you could have something in the sukkah. So he went to the sukkah. Next thing he knows, Rav Chaim Ozer is in the sukkah with him. And he says... I thought you're sick. You told me you're not feeling well and you can't be in the sukkah. You're mitzvah. He says, yeah, mitzvah is pata from sukkah, but mitzvah is not pata from achnasas orchim. So I still have to do achnasas orchim. Meaning, there's no, the other mitzvahs, there is no patur mitzvah. There's a patur mitzvah by sukkah. So what's the Rambam talking about? That a person is mitzvah, being daitum yusheves, he's pata from tefillin. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Avagav de Bishar mitzvah samir mitzvah, ibayle li suve daite. By all of the mitzvahs, you know, we tell someone who says, oh, I'm so mitzvah, I'm not going to be able to do this mitzvah, I'm not going to be able to do lulav, I'm not going to be able to do shofar, I'm too mitzvah, my mind isn't there today. We say, pull yourself together and do the mitzvah. What do you mean? You have enough of this Hashem to do. So, ibayle li suve daite, get yourself together. Hacha shayni mishum hesach hadas. Over here it's different because of hesach hadas. Because of being, he's not, the hesach hadas is a problem with tefillin. V'kasav, meaning you could do the maisa of taking a lulav, wherever your mind is, you could do the maisa, pull yourself together enough to do the maisa. But over here, your das is critical. V'kasav, od midamir medrash, yechoshish parosh, aloya miniach tefillin sharosh, mashma da mitzitar patim et tefillin. So you see from the medrash also that a mitzitar is patim from tefillin. So Rav Asher wants to say that what you see from this is that tefillin is not a clear-cut chiyuv, because then what do you mean? So what do you mean he's going to have a hesek hadas? What's the whole point? We just said when a person is mitzitar, pull yourself together. Don't have a hesek hadas. You have to get your mind right. You have to pull yourself together and do what you have to do. What do you mean he's going to have a hesek hadas? Elamai, what you see is that the mitzvah of tefillin sort of lends itself to a little bit of flexibility. That the mitzvah of tefillin is to put on tefillin when you're there, when you're able to, when you yishtadel, do whatever you can. That's the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, how does this relate to Pesachim or anything that we've... You have a question?
Yeah, all the Rishonim we're reading and everything say, so if you have a Hesek Hadas, then maybe the mitzvah is not applying to you right then, but how do they get that from the Pasuk? I mean, the Pasuk simply says, wear tefillin. Where is it tied into Hesek Hadas or even Guf Naki? The Pasuk simply says, wear tefillin. So who says that it's totally on, anything with regard to you? You have to wear tefillin. And if the mitzvah is the whole day.
There is a Gemara like that. The Gemara says that, from Elisha Bal Knafayim, that a person has to have a Guf Naki. We're on Shabbos. The person has to have Gufnaki in order to wear tefillin. So where does the Gemara get it? I don't remember if the Gemara learns it out from Pesukim or it's Torah Shabbal Peh. But there is this concept, and Gufnaki is a discussion in the Achronim, whether that means only physical or also mental. Like Gufnaki might also mean a certain amount of focus, to always be focused on the tefillin. So there are Gemaras like that. That it's not, that doesn't come only from Rishonim. That's why we pass in the Shulchan Aruch also. The question, but the question Rav Asher is dealing with is, So don't have a Hesek Hadas. So focus. So why? But Elamai, you see that there must be a little bit of leeway on a Doraisa level. So he says, and he thinks Tosfos and Pesachim in a daf we did 4 days ago, he thinks helps out with this approach. If you look in Oz Dalet in on page Shinai and Aleph, toward the bottom right hand side of the page. Huh?
What is that? It's not a proof that the Kesef Vishnu holds like his whole heart. Just say that really there is a chiyuv kolayon, just there's a heter of hesek hadas. It's not a heter of mitzvah like every other mitzvah. Only sukkah has that.
Right.
If you don't have das, you can't have tefillin.
Yeah, but the concept that the Gemara in sukkah says of ibayli yisuve daite, if a person is tavas vinasa biyam or whatever, that get yourself together. You're supposed to be able to be miyase if you die. You're supposed to be able to have a yishuv hadas on your own. A person's supposed to be disciplined enough to have a yishuv hadas. The Gemara says that about an avel, right? That he should pull himself together, have a yishuv hadas. So why don't we have that same demand for someone when it comes to tefillin? We make that demand for other mitzvahs.
Maybe you could say that that's because we hold the mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but by tefillin, when the part of the mitzvah is the kavana itself, you can't say that.
No, mitzvah tzrichas kavana is really a difference. So mitzvah tzrichas kavana is not about being focused. It's about realizing that what I'm doing is service of God. That doesn't require yishuv hadas really. Meaning that's just when I'm wearing tefillin, I'm not doing it because I enjoy black straps on my arm. I'm doing it because I know that this is a mitzvah. That's all mitzvah six kavana really requires. Any deeper level of kavana beyond just the basic knowledge that you're serving God is really is beyond the sugya of mitzvah six kavana. So let's bring this back to Pesachim. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim on Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis tells us that there are shiva menudin l'shamayim. There are seven people that are like put in chayrim by shamayim. Well, what does that mean? So who are these people? Someone that's ein lo isha, doesn't have a wife, o sheyesh lo isha vein lo banim, someone who has a wife but doesn't have children. And the Gemara goes on to say someone who has children but is not megadol in Talmud Torah, doesn't want to raise them for Talmud Torah. Meaning all of these it's a very critical Gemara, because the Gemara in Yavama says, Ein Isha L'Banim, right? That a wife is only for Banim. So why does it have separate, someone who's Ein Lo Isha, and Yesh Lo Isha V'Ein Lo Banim? So what you see is that even though the Gemara says, Ein Isha L'Banim, it doesn't mean that the only value in the relationship is the children. It just means that one's approach to marriage should be to start a family. Meaning that that has to, but it's, there is value. Lo tove yosadam levado means that even if there can't be children, there is still some value in the marriage relationship itself. So ein lo isha is a separate din from yesh lo isha ve'ein lo banim. And having children, then being megadol them l'torah. And then it goes on to say, umishein tefillin barosho, tefillin bizro, someone who doesn't have tefillin on his head and on his arm, v'tzitzis bebigdo mezuzah bepischo. Tzitzis on his beged, mezuzah on his doorway. So Tosfos is bothered. You're going to really blame a guy for any of these things? A guy doesn't have children. It's not because he didn't want to have children. He doesn't have children. He tried his best, and he's unable to have children. So you're going to say that he's menudah l'shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's putting him in chayrim? So one could have envisioned that, you know, the Rishon would say, yeah, he's menudah l'shamayim because it's not because he's not having children, but it's a simon that he's menudah l'shamayim. The fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't bless him with children is some sort of simon. Tosfos does not say that. Tosfos says, nira dafka al yidei pshiyaso. We're only talking about someone who doesn't have children because he's not trying, because he's not osek in Puravu. But someone who tries to have children, he says that's just like all the other ones. It has to be that a person doesn't try, that a person specifically neglects the effort. That's why in the six questions that the Gemara and Shabbos says that they ask when a person goes up to Shemayim, so it's not kiyamta period of Rivya, where you makayim Puravu, it's a sakta bepiri verivya. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands, that one tries. A sakta bepiri verivya. So that part of Tosfos I was great with. But then the next line of Tosfos. Tosfos goes on to say, again, this is on page Shinayin Aleph over here, in the way Rav Asher quotes it word for word, so I didn't put it in the sheet separately, on the fifth line of the second column. Umi she'ein lo tefillin berosho bezroho, v'tzitzis bebigdo. What about the guy that doesn't have tefillin, doesn't have tzitzis? Why is he to blame? We're talking about a guy who has tefillin and has tzitzis, but decides he doesn't want to put them on. So that must be, that's the only way you're ever going to blame him. Inami, or another possibility, afilu ein lo, yesh lachzor lahavi atzmo lidei chiyuv. Even if he doesn't have, well, he should get a pair of tefillin, he should get a tzitzis, k'da'ashchan b'moshe, sh'ayitav l'ikonis l'eretz Yisrael l'kayim mitzvah shabbat. Just like we find Moshe Rabbeinu so desperately wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why does he so desperately want to go into Eretz Yisrael? He's pater from the mitzvah, right? He's pater from all the mitzvahs of his parts because he's not there. Because Baruch Hu is killing him before he gets to Eretz Yisrael. So why does he so desperately want to go? Because he'd rather be in a position where he could do that chiyuv, where he could do those mitzvahs. So granted he has no chiyuv, it's not his fault, but he'd rather be in a position where he's able to do the mitzvahs. So a person should go out of his way to create the chiyuv tefillin, to create the chiyuv tzitzis. V'adam rinan tefillin tzrichim gufnaki ke'elisha. That which we say tefillin requires gufnaki ke'elisha. Haynu shalo yafiach ben v'shalo yishan ben. That just means a person should control his bodily functions. U'bishas kriyashma k'dei l'kabla v'al mach shemayim shleima b'kal yochel yizoher. But a person is able to control enough of a gufnaki to be able to at least put on tefillin for kriyashma. So that whole second half of Tosfos totally threw me for a loop. I didn't understand what it's talking. Are we talking about someone who has the money to be able to purchase tefillin? And Tosfos says, Ahava Mina, that how could you blame him? He doesn't have tefillin. And he has to be mechadesh. And the second answer, first mahalich is, can't blame him. He doesn't have tefillin. Right? It's only if he has and he doesn't wear them. That's when you can blame him. Then it takes a second mahalich of Tosfos, an inami, for Tosfos to say, oh, you know what? Maybe we can blame him for not buying himself some tefillin. Hello? Of course you can blame him for not buying himself some tefillin. And what does the gufnaki have to do with anything over here? How does that shed any light on why we're blaming this guy, why he's considered menudah l'shamayim? So he points out, says Rav Asher, v'hinei chazinon, shlo niskashu atosos b'kol hanu. Tosos is not bothered by all these. Rak mehad demishen lo tzitzis bebigdom, utfilin barosh of Zro, lama have menudah l'shamayim. The only items on the list of the seven people that are menudah l'shamayim that really bothers Tosfos is the guy who doesn't have tefillin, doesn't have tzitzis. Kivan she'in bem chiyuv gomor. Why is that what bothers Tosfos? It must be that the nature of that mitzvah is not as absolute and clear a chiyuv as other mitzvahs. Tosfos doesn't ask the same. Why doesn't he ask the same question about the guy who doesn't have a mezuzah? He's also mezuzah l'shem. Someone doesn't have a mezuzah. Why doesn't Tosa say, well, how can I blame him? Maybe he doesn't own a mezuzah. Oh, I'll give you a teretz. It must be that he should go out and buy a mezuzah. You should make sure that he has a, that he should go out and buy. He only go out and buy tefillin. Doesn't have to. The other ones didn't bother Tosos. Of course, he's menudo l'shmei. If he doesn't have a mezuzah, you got to buy a mezuzah. You have a house. You need a mezuzah, right? It's obvious that you would do that. But by tefillin, for some reason, that's not so obvious. By tefillin, Tosos, does he really have to? Maybe yeah, maybe no. So he says, why? Anything that's an absolute non-negotiable chiyuv, of course you're menudo l'shmeim if you don't do it. It's only for someone who doesn't have tzitzis bebigdo. Why? What's the enlo tzitzis bebigdo? You don't have to buy a beggar at the Dalai Kafas in the first place. A person doesn't have to, technically, for the chiyuv of tzitzis, if you have a beggar at the Dalai Kafas, you got to put on tzitzis. Umishelo tefillin berosho. Or someone who doesn't have tefillin berosho v'zroho. Tegam kein enu mevatel mitzvah sasei, el chibuv mitzvah bevad kanal, ukilu enlo lo v'shtal kafas lein tzitzis. So he says it's very... It's quite a chiddush that he's saying. But he's saying tefillin is similar to tzitzis. Just like if you don't have a beggar at dal kafas, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. So if you don't have tefillin, you're not chayiv in tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin, sheyishtadel, that you do your best. Val zet tirtzu, and then Tosfos says no. The kibun the yesh lo vein manichan, the yesh bezet zilzul b'mitzvah seilu b'makom lechavvan havim nudul l'shamayim. In a chinami, the guy who doesn't put on the tefillin, the guy who doesn't put on the tzitzis, is not in violation of any din per se, any clear-cut din, but he's menudo l'shamayim because the whole idea is that you're supposed to do as best as you can. That's what the Rambam says. Yishtadel b'chol kochel, like Rav, who didn't go dalet amos, you should do as much as you possibly can. So if a person does as little as he possibly can, it's a great zilzul to the mitzvah. It's a terrible bizayin to the mitzvah. Inami afilu ein lo havi menudo l'shamayim. Or maybe even if you don't have it, you're menudo l'shamayim. Why mishum sheinu mechazer achrayim l'kaima? Because you're not looking to buy. Person always has to go and look to try to purchase mitzvahs, try to get as many mitzvahs as possible. But if you're going to say, like the Yishus Yaakov said, that there's an absolute chiv min haTorah to have tefillin on all day, so then why is Tosfos bothered by the fact that the guy's menudo l'shamayim when he doesn't have tefillin? And how could you in a million years compare that to someone who doesn't have tzitzis? And how could you compare that to Moshe Rabbeinu not going into Eretz? If you have a chiv to have tefillin on all day long and you choose not to, that's not Moshe Rabbeinu begging to go into Eretz Yisrael so he could do trumas and maestros. That would be like someone who has a lulav and esrog right in front of him and chooses not to take it. And chooses not to do the mitzvah. That's an absolute bitul mitzvah sasei. Elamai, what you have to say is, says Rav Asher, that it's not an absolute bitul mitzvah sasei. The mitzvah is sheishtadel. You do some level of ishtadlus. And different people have different level of ishtadlus, but you show kavod and chiyuv of mitzvah by doing as much as you possibly can. And even if you don't say just like the Prima Gadim said, one time a day, still tells us where it makes sense. Because at the end of the day, if it's a mitzvah sasei, it's a mitzvah sasei. If you don't have tefillin, you're a mevatel mitzvah sasei. And of course you would have to buy tefillin. What's the havamina that you wouldn't have to buy tefillin? So what, you're going to tell me it's more than a chomesh nechasav, that it costs more than 20% of his money? So good, then you don't have to buy tefillin. Right? You only have to buy tefillin if you can afford it. Right? If it's within the 20% of his nechasim. So we're assuming, that's what we're talking about over here, that the person is able to afford it. So the whole tzushtal, the whole comparison that he makes between tefillin and tzitzis, and ignores mezuzah and everything else, tells you that tefillin and tzitzis are in this separate kind of category. And that's why he brings up Guf Naki at the end. That b'shas kriya shema to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim b'kal yochel izar. That's easy to do. What's he trying to emphasize? That it's very easy if you would say like the Prima Gadim. So what Tosfos should have said is you could be mekayim your mitzvah min haTorah. How? By putting it on for kriya shema. But that's not what he says. He says b'kal yochel izar. You're able to have a gufnaki. You're able to keep a gufnaki for a little bit. Nothing about being mekayim the mitzvah min haTorah. Elamai, there is no chiyuv gomor for any amount of time, even just for Shas Kriya Shema, even for just a moment during the day. All of it is using the term chiyuv of mitzvah is a little bit troubling, but all of it is this level of what he calls chiyuv of mitzvah, of this hishtadlus, of this chiyuv hishtadlus. So that's what he tries to suggest. And he has another raya from Moran Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yuches. Moran Shabbos has a list, different Amorayim that say what they do really well. You know, why it is that they deserve all the credit in the world, because they do this mitzvah or this chumrah very well. So you have Rabbi Yochanan says, tastily the kiyam skimel sudas b'shabbos. I'm always mekayim three sudas on Shabbos, he says. So I deserve a lot of credit. So the Bali Atosa already bothered. What do you mean that's a chiyuv? Of course, you know, everyone has to have three sudas on Shabbos. Okay, they're bothered by that. Tastily the kiyam skimel tefillah. I'm a really good davener. Tastily the sagi begiloi rosh. That I never go with giloi rosh. Most of these things are midas chasidus. They're not a chiyuv. And then comes along Rav Sheshes. Tastily the kiyam mitzvah tefillin. Give me credit because I'm mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. So everything else that's listed is some sort of midas chasidus, not an absolute chiyuv. So what's Rav Sheshes' big kunst that he's mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin? So you have to say that it's not a chiyuv gomer to constantly be wearing tefillin, but he's saying tastily because I'm the guy who shows this extra level of chiyuv by always doing the mitzvah of tefillin. So that's his big chiddush. So it turns out that there are three approaches. You have the Prima Gadim's approach that the mitzvah midaraisa is a minute a day. It's just to put it on rega echad b'chol yom. Midrabanan, we should do a lot more than that. Midrabanan, then we stop doing that because we can't keep the gufnaki. But midaraisa, we have to do once a day, every single day. And the idea of someone not missing a day of tefillin actually means something. Not missing a day of tefillin is a real thing. It's a real issue. The Yeshua Yaakov says no. The mitzvah midaraisa is all day long. That's the mitzvah midaraisa of tefillin. Anything short of all day long needs a good excuse, and I'm not sure what the excuse is, says the Yeshua Yaakov. There's some excuse for some of the day, but I'm not sure what the big excuse is for most of the day. And then you have Rav Asher, who suggests this unbelievable chiddush. Rav Asher Weiss suggests this unbelievable chiddush that the mitzvah midaraisa is to do it as much as you can. Chiyuv daraisa, hard to say, he says. Mitzvah daraisa, to do it as much as he can. Not necessarily chiyuv daraisa, and if a person is able to do it to wear tefillin 14 hours, great, he should wear tefillin 14 hours. A person can only do tefillin 2 hours tomorrow and 0 hours today, also okay, meaning that's part of the nature of the mitzvah. That's the summary of the issue. We have maybe another minute. I'll just mention, I've mentioned this in the past, I included the tshuva over here. One of my talmidim once came home from Eretz Yisrael, and he had learned in the yeshiva in the old city, and he saw that there was Rav Nevensal, learned in the Beis Medrash there, and he was wearing tefillin all the time. By Mincha, he always wore tefillin. So this boy decided that he wants to wear tefillin for Mincha. So he asked Rav Nevensal if he should, and Rav Nevensal is an old city Jew. He said, yeah, of course, why not? He should wear tefillin for Mincha. So he came home and told his parents he needs a new pair of tefillin, second pair of tefillin, because he has to wear by Mincha. So he wants a smaller pair, so it shouldn't be so obvious. So they said, you're insane. We're not happy about this. So his mother went on the internet, and she went on Wayu Torah, and she went on to one of Rav Shachter Shiurim, and she clicked on the Ask the Speaker button. And said, my son is crazy. He wants a second pair of tefillin because he wants to wear tefillin by Mincha. What do you have to say? And sure enough, the next day she got a written tshuva in Hebrew from Rav Shachter. So if you're interested in what he had to say about it, source number, it says 62, but it's really 26 on page 7. He thought the son was crazy also. Okay.